Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of the Financial Planner Growth Show. Episode 2. We're all the way to episode 2. We made it. I'm your host, Kurt Kersey. I am the founder and growth advisor for Financial Planner Growth. And I'm so excited to launch this show. Really, this show is going to be focused on short, tactical wisdom and advice that financial planners and advisors can use to deepen trust, grow their audience, and ultimately scale their impact. So thanks so much for spending some time with me today. This episode, we're going to dive into this concept of the digital cocktail party and ways that we can leverage digital tools to actually build real deep relationships. We're going to talk tactically about LinkedIn, and it's going to tee up some future conversations that we're going to have about that platform specifically. Thanks again for tuning in. And if you enjoy the show, please do us a huge favor and leave us a quick rating and review in iTunes. It will help more of your colleagues get access to this information and ultimately just better our industry as a whole. Let's dive into the show. All right, my friends, it's thought experiment time. I want you to picture a post-corona world, right? This mess is behind us. Everyone is happy and healthy, and we are back to business as usual, or at least a new normal, an evolved normal, I hope, from where we are today, right? Are you with me? You're in that post-corona world. I want you to imagine getting an invitation to an event. And at this event, it makes it really clear that at this event, all of the people that you most admire, all of your favorite clients, all of the people that have influence over your clients' lives, all of your dream clients, those prospects that you just wish you could get in front of and work with that you know that would be just so much fun to engage in relationship with, all of their families, all of their friends, everybody that matters to you in the world is going to be at this event. And they're going to be talking about a few things. They're going to be talking about how they navigated through this tough season that we're all living through right now. They're going to be talking about their families. They're going to be talking about the vacations that are on the horizon. They're going to be talking about the business challenges that they face, the things that maybe they're a little intimidated by, the things that they most need help with. They're going to be talking about all of these things that matter most to them, right? So again, all of the people you care most about, talking about all of the things that matter most to them. So my first question is, would you RSVP yes to that event? Or better said, how quickly would you RSVP yes to that event, right? And second question is, how would you like to show up? What version of you, what authentic version of you would you want to make sure is there? What are the questions that you'd want to make sure you're asking? How do you want to make sure that you're showing that you're listening and engaging in conversations with those folks while you're there? So before I answer that second question, I want you to know that that party is happening in a digital environment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right now, even in the midst of everything going on with Corona, maybe even more so with everything going on with coronavirus on platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, right? It's happening in a digital environment. What we refer to often as the digital cocktail party is occurring on a daily, minute by minute basis. And a lot of you are doing one of two things when we think about how are you actually showing up. A lot of you are now showing up, right? A few years ago, we had the problem of people just aren't even coming to the party, right? You're not creating an account, you're not engaging, or you're not showing up to the party in the first place. But now a lot of you are doing one of two things that are still not quite how we would want to show up as advisors and as leaders, right? You're either showing up, but you're not engaging in any conversation. You're a total wallflower, right? You show up to the party and you're just scrolling through your feed and not engaging with anyone. Or you are just clicking the like button every once in a while, which I think is the equivalent of basically saying like someone just shared their heart with you, shared something they're really excited about, something, this challenge that they're facing, this thing that they are, that they're staring down the barrel of, and you just said, oh, that's cool. And that's the end of the conversation, right? That's not how we would want to engage if we were actually there face-to-face in person, right? And so why do we think that's okay to engage that way in a digital environment? It's not, okay? So we need to actually engage in conversations. The second big mistake I see some advisors making is being the advisor that shows up to the cocktail party and is just chucking business cards at everybody, right? Is the guy that everyone's trying to avoid while they're there, that you are always going to ask for the business. You're always going to ask for that appointment right away. And I'm not saying that sales is a bad thing, especially right now. I'm a firm believer in that there are a lot of people that need our industry's help. They need great advice. They need advocates. They need guides. But the reality is that chucking a business card at them right when they said their name or introduced you or even gave you permission to speak to them is not a healthy way to actually build a real relationship. And I believe that nothing happens in this industry, especially without a real relationship. Right. And so we got to make sure that we're showing up to this digital cocktail party in a way that is engaging, that is true to us, that's authentic, but that also breeds real relationship, breeds real authentic relationship. And we can still do that in a digital environment. You know, the thing that I've been most encouraged and impressed by as we walk through this season is the reality that we can still connect, is the reality that a lot of advisors, a lot of communities, even outside of our industry, are waking up to the fact that, man, technology can be a huge blessing when used appropriately, right? I think in this season, maybe more than ever, we have to watch our screen time. We have to make sure that we are actively disengaging from technology, but it's also allowing a lot of our businesses to keep running, to keep operating, to be able to stay at home, work from home, and be responsible that way, but still connect in relationship, whether that's at work or even with our friends and family, right? FaceTime has been a crazy, amazing tool. Zoom is a crazy, amazing tool during this season to stay connected, right? And so when you're talking about engaging on these digital platforms, I want to walk you through a couple just ideas about how you might engage in a deeper way on these platforms without necessarily having to be an expert on these platforms whatsoever. And for this purpose, we're going to use my favorite of the three platforms I mentioned earlier, which is LinkedIn. I think it is a goldmine for advisors to build deep relationships right now, right? So LinkedIn, the opportunity there is as you're scrolling through your feed on LinkedIn, making sure that if there is something that is worth you stopping and reading and hitting the like button, then it's worth taking the extra 15, 20, maybe 30 seconds to actually compose a comment, right? And the opportunity there is to actually engage in a dialogue. Again, you don't want to be that person who the person that you're talking to just shared their heart with you, shared something that's really challenging with them, shared something they're really excited about, and you just go, cool, and move on, right? You want to actually engage in a conversation. So taking a moment to say, hey, I thought this was really powerful because of the way you teed up this conversation in a different light than I'm seeing other people have. I thought this was really fascinating and it helped me think differently about XYZ topic. I thought this was really helpful to my community and I'm actually excited to share it with them, right? And that's your other option in all of this is if it's valuable enough to comment on, you might think about whether or not it's valuable and relevant and applicable enough to share to your community. That is the highest compliment you could give to someone who just posted something that they're excited about or a challenge that they're faced with on one of these platforms is to actually click the share button, add your two cents of why you think your community might find it relevant and actually share that out to the world, right? If you have COIs in your network, CPAs, estate planning attorneys, whoever that might be, that are sharing valuable content about PPP or EIDL, or, you know, I don't know when this podcast is going to go live, but you recall those things regardless, because we're all walking through a wild time. Clicking the share button and actually sharing that content out to your community does a couple of things. It makes you more credible to your community. It makes you reliable in your community, but it also builds some great intimacy with that COI, right? It tells them, hey, I got your back. I know you're a valuable resource, and I'm going to share this content out with my tribe, with the people that I care about, right? And so it's a win-win situation. By the way, that credibility, reliability, intimacy comes from the trust equation from David Maister's book, The Trusted Advisor. It's a must read for any advisor. My father gave it to me when I was a new advisor. If you've heard me talk before, you've probably heard that story already. But man, credibility, reliability, and intimacy, if you can focus on actions digitally and personally, right, that create those three things, there's no way you won't win as a trusted advisor and as a guide. There's another thing that you should be doing in this digital cocktail party, and that's reaching out and connecting with new people, right? So we can get into the tactics of how to do this in another episode, but whenever you see someone on that platform that is somebody that you find interesting, is somebody that you think you might engaging in a conversation with, not from a sales standpoint necessarily, focus on relationship first, right? Value first, is clicking on their LinkedIn profile and adding them as a contact, adding them as a connection, inviting them to connect with you, and making sure that you're personalizing the invitation. I know you guys have heard this a million and one times. Make sure that you always personalize the invite. And again, we'll talk tactics a little bit more in a future episode, but just giving them some 2 cents on like why you wanted to reach out to them in the first place, right? Maybe you saw some of their content and you thought it was exceptional and you want to make sure that you don't miss it in the future, right? Maybe you read their profile and something about their background jumped out to you and you thought that maybe you guys would enjoy getting coffee and talking about that one day. Maybe there was some volunteer experience that they were involved in that you thought looked really interesting and you just wanted to encourage them that you see what they're up to and they should keep up the great work, right? It could be whatever you would say. Again, I want you to go back to what would you say in that digital cocktail environment, right? I think another, you know, way that we connect with a lot of people is I'll say, hey, I saw that you were connected to my friend Penny Phillips. Penny is a great advocate of ours. I've known Penny for a long time. I think super highly of her. I'd love to connect with you here on LinkedIn. And I want you to think about that cocktail party environment. Picture a full room of people, right? Hard to imagine right now, but we will get back there. Picture a full room of people. And I want you to think about, you look across the room and you see your friend Penny, whoever the equivalent of your friend Penny is. You see your friend Penny across the room talking to somebody that you don't know, right? Or that you know of, but you don't actually have a personal relationship with. Or that you've met in passing a few times, but you know Penny knows them better and you'd really like to get to know them better, right? What would you do in that cocktail party? You would walk over to that conversation and just say, hey, sorry to interrupt. Penny, would you introduce me to Bob? Bob, we've met in passing a couple of times, but I don't know you all that well, and I'd like to get to know you, right? Super authentic way to make that introduction and build that relationship, and a really natural conversation can start right from there. So as we walk through this wild season that we're in, I just want to encourage all of you, don't just show up to the cocktail party and throw business cards. Don't be the person standing in the corner, but actually engage in real conversations. I could run down the list of so many people that we have met and built relationship with, real relationship, that I have never met in person simply by engaging in real conversations on these platforms. I mean, I think of Dave Fortosis. I think of Dave Resege. I think of Penny Phillips, who I shared earlier. Didn't even strike me that Penny and I have literally never met in person. And yet she's been a massive advocate for our business, a great close personal friend. My life would not look the same had I not met those three people. And again, I've never met any of those three people in person. We've all done work together in some capacity. And so they've become great professional connections for me. But they're also just, I count them as personal friends and great relationships that I rely on in great times and in tough times and vice versa. And so engage in this digital cocktail party right now. You guys won't regret it. And build the habits, build the disciplines, get comfortable on these platforms now. And I promise in a post-corona world, it will still be such a valuable skill set, so valuable to your business, and so valuable to your life, even beyond your P&L. Thanks for listening. All right, y'all, that is it for today's episode of the Financial Planner Growth Show. Again, our commitment to quick, tactical tips and advice you can put to use today is still strong, and it's strong on this episode. We will go deeper in future episodes on LinkedIn as a platform. I am a total LinkedIn nerd, and so I'm excited to go there with you guys. But I hope this was helpful just to shift your mindset a little bit about how we're showing up on these platforms, especially in this corona world that we're all living through. If you want to learn more about how we might be able to be a resource to you at FP Growth, Financial Planner Growth, you can check out fpgrowth.com. We're building a community of impact-focused financial advisors over there, where we are sharing best practices on digital tools, ways to scale your practice and personal relationships, practice management, time management skills, and obviously with a bent towards sales and marketing, because that is our jam. So go check it out at fpgrowth.com. That's fpgrowth.com. Look forward to chatting with you over there.